Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my redeemer!
One of the Lawgiver's duties, in addition to teaching, was performing wedding ceremonies. He was called upon to perform 4 ceremonies in one day, and he was very nervous. The wise old orangutan arrived at a large garden, where 2 young chimps and their families waited eagerly to be betrothed. The ceremony went smoothly, and the couple and their guests left to celebrate at a local restaurant. The Lawgiver breathed a sigh of relief. 1 down, 3 to go. The next ceremony was interrupted by the female gorilla's ex-fiancé, who was drunk and shouting, "I love you," throughout the ceremony. Finally, angry relatives hauled him away. At the next ceremony, the Lawgiver's eyes almost popped out of his head. A rather large female gorilla was marrying a very tiny male chimp. The couple appeared to be in love, so the Lawgiver just performed the ceremony and tried not to stare at the odd-looking couple. At the last wedding of the day, 2 elderly orangutans arrived in wheelchairs being pushed by hospital staff. It took several minutes to prod the groom awake, who appeared to be unresponsive. A female chimp pinched his arm and he screamed, "Leave me alone!" The Lawgiver could feel himself becoming lightheaded. The old orangutans were also hard of hearing, and they shouted their vows. At the end of the day, the Lawgiver, who usually doesn't drink alcohol, found a bar and ordered several shots of whiskey.
And now, Planet of the Apes.
That's when I decided to take up astronautical engineering, you see. I was halfway through college and I... It's an old trick. The silent treatment. 4 weeks and 3 days and not a word from anyone. Not Zira or Cornelius or that damn Julius. No one will listen. Only you, Nova. Nova. Say it, my beautiful mute. Nova, my beautiful mute. Bride, I suppose. Who on earth would have thought? Oh, God. Me hitched. And imprisoned in a freaking zoo. Where humans are the spectacle. And the apes, the talking apes, are the spectators. Yeah, me Tarzan. You Jane. That's all right. I had a puppy once that never barked. He just licked my hand. And then I jumped on a star and lost my mind. He's dead now. They're all dead. Everything. I think maybe they'll kill me, too. Are they afraid of me? I can't hurt them. But I threaten them somehow. Threaten their faith and their simian superiority. Yeah. You're right. They'll have to kill me.
Get back, you dirty human! Get over here, female!
Let her alone!
Enjoy the fire hose! Ah! You're gonna die!
Turn the hose off, you baboon! Get it back! Turn it off!
Okay, human. Hose it. Off! Shut up, freak!
Ah! Damn! Oh! Chicken shit! Ah! Damn it!
This whip-feeling fire beast!
Where are you taking her? What are you gonna do?
Get back, you dirty human! Get over there, female! Take back, bright eyes! Enjoy the hose, freak!
Julius! Why are you doing this?
Freak! Fuck, you killed old Julius, huh? Feel this, beast! Stupid beast! Get in there, female!
Say something, you hairy son of a bitch!
Well now, freak! I got your woman, and now that she's caged across the room from you, bright eyes, I wonder how you'll feel watching another human impregnate her! How about that old stupid one over there? Wanna see him have some fun with your woman? I'm so going to enjoy this.
Very son of a...
Shut up! The reason no one will talk to you is because you're a freak.
Where's Dr. Zero? Why?
I said shut up. Dr. Zero can't save you now, freak.
Ah! Damn! My hand!
I'll let you think about it a while, and then you can watch your mate. Mate! Stupid human!
Apes! Apes wearing clothes! It's a madhouse! It's a madhouse!
They'll hunt and bag more humans than ever. I could carpet the rooms and offices of everyone in Ape City with their hides. The chimpanzees would just love that. But why are the humans continuing to cross into our groves for food? Why so many? What has caused this migration of the dirty beasts? What is it? Enter!
General Ursus. Sir, sorry to disturb.
Spit it out, Lieutenant.
General... The scouting party.
Yes.
We found them.
You mean they've returned?
No, General. We found them. Well, three of them. Well, a part of one.
What? What the hell are you talking about? Bring them here.
Sir, it might be better if you...
Why? What did you mean, part of one?
Sir.
We're talking about the advance party that went to scout the eastern shore, the edge of the Forbidden Zone. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Then why are they not here? Giving me a report in Ape.
General, sir, you really need to see this for yourself. It's bad.
Fine! Bad? How?
General, sir, come with me. Like nothing I've ever seen. Horrible.
Let's go then. Where did you find them?
Edge of the Forbidden Zone. Right after the hunt. Where we found the talking human.
By the lawgiver! Move!
Now I don't even have you, Nova. Now I don't even have you. Imagine me needing someone. Shoot. Back on Earth, there was nobody. Women, yes. Lots of them. Lovemaking without love. That's the kind of world it was turning into, with the help of cynics like myself. So I left it, because there was no one to keep me there. Did I tell you about Stuart? There was a lovely girl, most precious cargo we brought along. Landon hated that we'd been together. Landon, Dodge, shit, both would have died to get her attention. I didn't care and sampled the empty physicality. Wasn't bad, just sex. Landon really hated me for that. Now all three are gone. Anyway, if human life could survive here, she was to be the new Eve. probably just as well she didn't live to see this. Look at you. Asking nothing. Reaching for me. Mute. Beautiful. What'd Dodge say? A Venus in rags? Both of us now. Shit. In a bloody cage. Yet there's more love in your eyes than any I could hope to have on Earth. I wonder if it's love between us. Shit, what a place to find it. Great. Gorillas.
There he is.
Thought you could get away from my net. Stupid human.
Screw you.
What did you say? This'll shut you up, beast.
Bastard gorilla.
Let it go. We don't have time for you to torture this beast. Hand me the manacles.
You're lucky, Bright Eyes. Here.
Thanks. Open the cage.
Hold, beast. Make one wrong move, beast. Got it. Freak.
My arms.
Don't break his arms. Yet. There. Manacles on the sticky bastard.
Move, human.
Where are we?
Move.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Why didn't you come to see me?
Shh.
What is this?
A hearing.
Psst. Be clever. Be quiet if that's possible.
All right. Be seated.
This ad hoc tribunal of the National Academy is now in session. President of the Academy presiding. On my right, Dr. Maximus, Commissioner for Animal Affairs. On my left, Dr. Zayas, Minister of Science and Chief Defender of the Faith. Appearing for the state, Dr. Honorius, Deputy Minister of Justice.
Thank you, Madam President.
Let it be clear at the outset that all matters pertaining to this inquiry are confidential, and anyone discussing them outside this chamber will be held in contempt of the tribunal. You may proceed, Dr. Honorius.
Thank you, Madam President.
By your leave, Madam President. The tribunal has not yet defined the purpose of this inquiry.
What? You dare, Dr. Zira?
Zira! We'll be lucky to be buried in unmarked graves after this.
You asked for the opportunity to present your case. Surely you must know why you're here.
My own purpose is to save this exceptional creature from mutilation.
And our purpose is to settle custodial and jurisdictional questions concerning this beast and determine what's to be done with him.
At the very least, this man has the right to know whether there's a charge against him.
Objection. The accused is indeed a man. Therefore, he has no rights under ape law.
Well, Dr. Zero, this is a man, is he not?
He is unlike any man you have ever seen, as we hope to prove.
Answer the question. Is he a man?
Here goes my career. sir, the question is the point at issue. Is he a man or a deviant? Or a freak of nature?
Objection!
Sustained. In all fairness, Dr. Zira and Dr. Cornelius, you must admit the accused is a non-ape and therefore has no rights under ape law.
Then why is he called the accused? Your honors must think him guilty of something.
You're mad.
This man is not being tried. He is being disposed of. It is scientific heresy that he's actually on trial here.
Well put, Dr. Zayas. Let us warn our friends that they endanger their own careers by defending this animal.
Wonderful.
Then I'll defend myself.
Dr. Zira, tell, Bright Eyes to be silent and stand unless spoken to.
My name is Taylor.
It says here that his name is Bright Eyes. You gave him that name yourself.
This hearing is absurd. Let me tell my story.
Bailiff! Make the animal be quiet.
Yes, sir. You shot it.
Taylor! There was no need for that display of violence.
Perhaps he will be silent now. For all his vaunted intelligence you proclaim this beast has. Dr. Zira, he seems incapable of obeying the simplest of commands.
Do be quiet, if that's
possible, Taylor.
Fine. Can I have some paper? Something to write with?
State your case, Madam Prosecutor.
Learned judges, my case is simple. It is based on our first article of faith.
What is he?
I have no idea, Zira. He's writing something.
That the Almighty created the ape in his own image. That he gave him a soul and a mind. And that he set him apart from the beasts of the jungle and made him lord of the planet. These sacred truths are self-evident. The proper study of apes is apes. But certain young cynics have chosen to study man. Yes, perverted scientists who advance on the insidious theory called evolution. There is a conspiracy afoot to undermine the very cornerstone of our faith.
Come to the point, Dr. Honorius.
Directly, Madam President. This wretched man, the accused, is only a pawn in the conspiracy. We know that he was wounded in the throat at the time of his capture. The state charges that Dr. Zira and a corrupt surgeon named Dr. Galen experimented on this wounded animal, tampering with his brain and throat tissues to create a speaking monster.
That's a lie!
Mind your tongue, madam!
Did we create his mind, too? Not only can this man speak, he can write, he can reason!
He can reason? With the tribunal's permission, let me expose this hoax by direct examination. By your command, Madam President.
Dr. Honorius.
Tell the court, Bright Eyes, what is the second article of faith?
I admit, I know nothing of your culture.
Of course he doesn't know our culture, because he cannot think. Tell us why all apes are created equal.
Some apes, it seems, are more equal than others.
Ridiculous. That answer is a contradiction in terms. Tell us, Bright Eyes, why do men have no souls? What is the proof that a divine spark exists in the simian brain?
I do not know.
As I thought. Human. I rest my case.
Zira, show this to the president.
Okay, Bright... I mean, Taylor. Since the defendant is forbidden to speak in his own defense, he asks that this statement be read into the record.
Read it yourself.
The human Taylor writes, I have come to you from a planet in a different solar system. I am an explorer in space with no hostile intentions against your civilization. On my planet, it was the primate man who evolved into a thinking animal, while the apes remained.
Stop right there. Bring me that paper.
Here. Your Excellency.
Ah, yes. Oh, Dr. Zayas, look at this. This is a joke, and one in very poor taste.
Is it a joke to seek the truth about this man?
Dr. Zira, you state that a ship from outer space sank in an inland sea of our eastern desert. In the forbidden zone.
I do not state it, sir. The prisoner does.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Thank you for listening to Chapter 8 of Planet of the Apes. Starring in tonight's production of Planet of the Apes, Dave Sokolyak as Julius, Bill Holweg as Taylor, Paul Mannering as General Ursus, Glenn Whitcoat Sheets and Dustin Anthony Sheets as various gorillas, and the bailiff, Dave Sokolyak as Dr. Maximus, Gareth Preston as Dr. Zayas, Natasha Lathrop as Zira, June Lathrop as the President, Victoria Sampson as Dr. Honorius, and Mark Kalita as Cornelius and the Lawgiver. Thank you again for listening. Go to BrokenSea.com and check out some of our other audio dramas at www.BrokenSea.com.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes, only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.
The next great superhero.
Beyond the comic book.
I'm not even wearing the suit.
Beyond the movie.
Not cool. So not cool.
Broken Sea Audio Productions brings you the original, all new adventures of Feedback, the next great superhero.
Game on!
Some people are made to be heroes.
Listen, I'm gonna be fine. I can still afford to learn some stuff.
And some are just born that way.
This is my life, Spectre. Mine.
Join Matthew Atherton as he continues the destiny that begun as the winner of Who Wants to Be a Superhero, Season 1. Feedback, A Hero's Calling, is the new audio adventure and great superhero, as he is joined by a dedicated band of scientists, soldiers, and citizens who make it their business to keep him in the fight of his life.
Back off. This doesn't concern you.
Yeah, it does.
But we're his tech support. We exist to help a superhero do the impossible.
But this heroism comes with a price.
Console, I'm doing more than forgetting things. I'm losing them. Aren't memories supposed to be the sum of who we are?
But what other choice do I have? The world needs a hero.
Feedback is joined by his wife, Sarah Blevins, and special guest stars, such as Chris Waters as Major Victory, and Darren Passarello as Nitro G. Come join us at www.brokensea.com as we take the superhero world to the next level.
Journey to a faraway land, where swords and sorcery decide the fate of kingdoms. Travel the paths of warriors and wizards as they fulfill a forgotten prophecy, culminating in a furious battle between the forces of darkness and light. Adventures begin in a humble tavern filled with tall tales and dark secrets. Sit thee down and hearken to the saga of the Grog and Griffin. Only at Westlake Films, in conjunction with Broken Sea Audio, where fantasy audio is forged.
Last day, Capricorn 15s, year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
Runner, stop!
A friend of mine went on carousel tonight. Now he's gone.
Logan 5, approach and identify.
Renew!
Well, is this the sanctuary you were so desperate to find? I hope you're satisfied.
Logan's Run by Broken Sea Audio. Based on the 1976 film, this audio dramatization of the classic novel by William F. Nolan and George Clayton Johnson brings to life this terrifying tale of a dystopic future in a whole new way. Coming April 2007, only at BrokenSea.com. from two guys who had way too much time on their hands. A new, epic, sci-fi audio adventure series, Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. Featuring the voice talents of Doug Manlin, Natasha Lathrop, Damaris Mannering, and introducing Fifi the Wonder Camel. Just how much abuse can one universe take? Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. A new epic sci-fi audio adventure series that leaves no sacred cow undipped. From BrokenSea.com. There goes the galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your president speaking. I just wanted to say that I support Broken Sea Productions and all the fine work that they're doing for this country. Where's that intern? Hey, you think you can let that intern in here just for a couple minutes before I go see the Russian premiere? I'm having problems lighting my cigar.
I thought you would never ask.
Hi, this is Paul Mannering, writer and producer for Broken Sea Audio Productions. New material every Thursday. Guerrilla Audio just sounds better. BrokenSea.com.